Red Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci from the T-Mobile New Horizons International Film Festival, and I'm joined by Agata Budzinska. So Agata, thanks very much for joining us, first of all.
It's a pleasure for me, and it's a pleasure to be here and to experience all these new things I can experience. Right. It's completely new for me, so it's really exciting.
Well, tell us what you're doing here at the festival.
We are trying to produce the very own film, which is supposed to be a decent film, the one you can show and not to be ashamed. So, we are learning how to make a script, how to do the editing, and we are the actors, we are the directors, and all the stuff is done by ourselves. So, quite exciting, very, very new experience for me.
Very good, yeah. And so how did you find out about it?
I was trying to get here last year, but I missed the term,
the deadline, yeah.
Thank you. And that's the one. And so this year I was so determined to get here, so I made it in advance. And
It's something that interests you anyways. This is something that you have an interest in and a passion.
As I'm an English teacher, and the sticking to the book is so boring in the classroom. I would like to introduce some new methods of teaching, but if I want to do it, I would like to do it properly. So I'm trying first to get some knowledge and then to use it and not to make an idiot of myself. So, because obviously children are very advanced with the new technologies and media and stuff. So it's better and safer to be prepared.
Of course, because you know you have to find out about a whole different form of artistic but also technical language that you might not even be familiar with.
Yes, of course, it's completely a new world for me, so it's really it's exciting. It's very exciting.
So, as a first experience at the workshop or at the academy, I should say, how has it been so far? What has been the process? What has the process been like? And tell us a little bit about an overview of what you have done so far.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so first we started with the screenplays, how to make it and how to divide all our ideas into stages and made it sensible and consequent. And then we had to invent our own story and search for a place for people who are going to act in it, and film it, and later on glue all the bits together with the sound, with the vision, and made like a short but decent film.
So, and tell us about it. What was the idea?
The idea of our group was because we know the city quite well. We used to study here before with my husband. So, because I'm with my husband here, and we remembered one nice boat which you can rent at the Odra River, and we decided to make a film about this. Yes, so we met the captain, we asked him for permission, we explained what we want. He wasn't happy about it at the beginning because the story is that we are having this river trip and one of our friends is missing suddenly, and at the end we find out she just committed suicide. So he was a bit creepy about it at the beginning because, you know, it's a vision and stuff, and he's got a really safe boat and blah, blah, blah. But at the end, he agreed, and we've made like the film, which in a maybe a bit awkward way, but promotes his work he's doing in Wrocław.
I see. But still, it deals with a delicate topic. So, like, you know, the theme of suicide. But also, you know, you have to be aware of the environment of the city and everything. So how were you mentored, and how did you have anyone teaching you how to, you know, maybe put that in the film in the right way?
Yes, because all the scenes we've made were many of them, so we had to choose the most important ones to shorten them to the maximum, and we got 8 minutes of the film, and later on the teacher said, oh no, it's too long, the action is not flowing like I would like to, so cut it short. Cut it shorter, and finally we got something like 5 minutes, and it looks good.
Yeah,
I'm proud of it.
And the optic of like bringing film into schools, I guess this you being part of something like this and learning how a film is made and really all the process that goes with it. How do you think that could help? It would help if like something like this, something like filmmaking or even film in general, would be included in schools. How would the students benefit from it?
I would like to introduce students into new environment, not just classroom. I would like them to try and make something in their houses, maybe with their families. If you think about grammatical structures and context, they can use it in many different ways. They can move themselves into the future. They can move themselves into the past or invent what's the family story, because many of them don't realize what families do they come from. And it's really, grammatically speaking, it's a new door for me.
Yeah.
So I can use, I'm not going to create ambitious films, yes, but to show the students that they can move from the future to the past and so on, and use another media, not just books, not just reading, or just new dimension for them.
Yeah. More visual, and also I guess from what you're saying is, kids, students, young audiences, being aware of like what is around them, and like just to awaken to like the many things that are happening, and also become more sensible to the people that are around them. So really, there's a lot to that can result out of a process like, filmmaking or even, making any.
Yeah, maybe you can, maybe some of them will get into it and become some screenwriter or whatever. I'm teaching teenagers, so they are thinking about many things in their lives. So who knows?
Fantastic.
Maybe.
Thank you very much for talking with us about it. It was a great pleasure, and best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.